Hello, this is Donna Riche of Character Inc. Publishing and Raising Kids with Character Parenting Seminar. I am also the author of the Character Quality Language Arts series, a language arts curriculum for grades 2 through 12 for homeschools, and also the author of the Meaningful Composition writing series for grades 2 through 12 for homeschools and Christian schools. On this audio, I would like to walk you through one of our newer Meaningful Composition books, the SAT and Other Timed Writings. If you have found this audio, hopefully that means that you also have access to the table of contents for this book, the projects contained in this book, and the sample lessons. This is all found at the Character Inc. blog under Meaningful Composition. If you scroll down to the very bottom of the page, this is where you'll find the SAT and Other Timed Writings, one of our Meaningful Composition bonus books. I would like to take just a few minutes to explain a little bit about this book and the benefits of it and what it can do for your child who is working towards the SAT or the ACT. So let's start with the table of contents for this book and how to use the Meaningful Composition program. This page, first of all, at the front of this bonus book, walks you through what this book contains as far as units and page numbers. I will just walk through some of this with you on the table of contents page. We began the SAT, Essay and Other Timed Writing book with teaching about a 1-3-1 essay. That is our version of the 5-paragraph essay. We have taken to calling the 5-paragraph essay 1-3-1 in all of our composition books because it lets the writer know that it's perfectly fine to have a 3-paragraph body with simply an opening sentence and a closing sentence rather than the complete 5 paragraphs. It also indicates that you need something at the beginning and something at the end with the ones on either side of the 3. And those ones could either be an opening and closing sentence or an opening and closing paragraph. This is especially important in timed writing, in which there is often not time to do a complete opening and a complete closing paragraph. Okay, then we move into teaching about different essay types. This book will not delve into all of the details of essay writing and all of the detailed quotation lessons, the various types of opening paragraphs and closing paragraphs and so on that we have in Meaningful Composition 10.1, Essays Only. This assumes that your student already knows quite a bit about essay writing to begin with. We do start with the quotation essay in Unit 2, and this is both to introduce the student to the 1-3-1 essay, but also to help the student relearn or be reacquainted with quotation skills, because quotations are important to use in any type of timed writing or SAT or ACT writing in order to impress the judges. Next, we move into the simplified persuasive essay. We always teach the persuasive essay to begin with our simplified method of one reason and one example per paragraph in a simplified form, such as the 3 best sports, the 3 best games to play, so on and so forth. This teaches the student how to write a persuasive essay without having to tackle difficult prompts like the student might be given in a testing situation or in a timed situation for a college award or some other type of contest. But it teaches the student how to do persuasive writing in a simplified manner without having all the difficult topics. You have a simple topic with these persuasive essay skills. Then we have a chapter or a unit called Showing Off on the SAT Essay with Sentence Structure and Imagery. This brings together all of the sentence structures and imagery techniques that hopefully a student has had throughout junior high and high school to bring those skills together to show how to use those in essay writing. The next unit, that of units 5 and 6, has the 131 persuasive essay, part 1, and part 2. This is where we really delve into essay writing with prompts. That is, how do you take a prompt or a question, in the case of an award or a contest essay, how do you take a question and how do you take a prompt and how do you get from it exactly what the test or the institution who gave you the question, exactly what they want from that prompt. And then how do you use our 3 P's of persuasive writing with that? That is, how do you develop your P, your first P, position, your second P, your point, and your third P, your proof. The 3 P's of persuasion, which is a signature character ink technique that I developed for all persuasive writing. It also works for persuasive speaking too. Next, we have all of those skills, that persuasive essay, part 1 and part 2 from units 5 and 6, in unit 7 without all of the lesson material, without all of the examples and samples and lessons that are in between there, just the actual bare bones of those assignments, so that you can pull this out and have a blank lesson that can be used with any writing prompt or any writing question. Unit 8 goes into the proof pages. These are also our signature techniques that I developed for any type of persuasive writing and persuasive speaking, and that is learning how to use what the student has learned in history, social sciences, government, economics, health, literature, current events, and how to use those skills and those bits of information that the student has to develop pages or little cards of proofs that can be used in writing. Next, we have Unit 9, how to actually apply the 3 P's of persuasion to timed writing. This is called SAT, ACT, and Other Timed Essay, the topic Personal Satisfaction versus Money or Fame. From here on out, all of the essay prompts are from the SAT or ACT writing prompts. These can also be applied, of course, to any timed writing or any contest writing, but we have taken these specifically and learned and teaching the student how to write in a timed fashion using the 3 P's of persuasion and the proof pages to write a 131 persuasive essay. Again, Unit 9, which is greater personal satisfaction or money and fame. Unit 10 has the uninterrupted steps for the SAT and ACT prompts. That is, it has Unit 9 without all of the examples and intermediate material, samples, examples, and extra teaching material, so that you have the uninterrupted steps to pull out and use for any prompt again. Unit 11 is unique in that it is not found in, well, all of our signature methods are not found in other books, but the attacking the SAT essay prompt for Unit 11 teaches the student how to take a prompt and dissect it step by step by step. And this is truly step by step by step. We have the prompt. We help them mark out what they do not need to read every time they get an SAT essay or ACT essay prompt. We help them to highlight what they need to read each time. And it's a step-by-step taking a prompt and literally attacking it for the student to be able to write from it. The SAT essay and ACT essay and even other timed writings for awards and contests and college admission and so forth, they're very unique styles of writing that a student will usually not get in another context. We have students who are outstanding research writers because of our research approaches in Meaningful Composition 8.2 and Meaningful Composition 10.2. And it is also, there are always research reports in all of the first semester Meaningful Composition books. But we have students who are outstanding research writers who cannot carry those skills over to the SAT essay or a timed essay because they're not the same type of skills. Just like the SAT or ACT exams themselves, it's really beating the system, so to speak. It's really learning what they want you to do as opposed to just doing the writing that you've always done, which might be outstanding, but might not be the exact type that is needed for this. And so this attacking the SAT essay prompt is an important skill. Next, in Unit 12, we have Using What You Know, Advanced Matching Proofs and Points Lesson. This is taking that whole idea of the three P's of persuasion to another level. If you have these points, what proofs can you use to prove those points? What pieces of evidence can you use to prove those points? This is going back to our proof pages as well as our three P's, but this is a really simple, a really fun lesson in that we take common animated and non-animated movies and we help the student apply proofs and points from those movies to SAT and ACT essay prompts. Really, really showing them what the grader wants as far as you need a point and you need a bona fide proof that proves that point in each paragraph. It's a fun, fun lesson. We had a really good time writing that. My son Joshua is an amazing literature history buff who can really, really apply those pieces of information to writing. And he has helped me with a lot of that, those details of application in this book. Next, in Unit 13, we have Dissected Prompts with Sample Timed Essays. This is something that is also not available in a lot of other books that have SAT and ACT essay preparations because we actually have used our students' timed essays and we have the prompt, we have the dissection of the prompt, and what the actual question is, because you can't just read an SAT or ACT question and know what they want without dissecting it. We have that dissected with, this is what the student should have written about. And then we have our students' samples. And then we have notes about that and what that student might receive on those on their samples. And why, what's missing, how, what is not developed well enough, what type of sentence structures might the student be missing, and so on. Very, very helpful. All right, we have some bonus material at the end of the table of contents that you'll see. Unit 4 is our more sample proof pages. You really want your student to have a file of proof pages. My students who have taken this take these proof pages to college with them, and they can use them to write in their English classes as well. But you want your student to have a good file of proof pages, not just for the SAT or ACT essay, but for other applications as well. And this unit gives many, many proof pages that the student can photocopy and cut and include in his or her file, while, of course, she is making her own proof pages too. Hint, hint, hint. Unit 15 has our definition dissection. This is our signature vocabulary procedure with 6 steps for dissecting words. And this is, we teach this in our character quality language arts from fifth grade up. Super important to learn these 6 definition dissections. That is, figure out if it's a negative or positive sentence, figure out if it has prefixes, suffixes, and affixes, figure out what the roots might be, figure out if there are any trigger words, figure out if there are any conjunctive adverbs, such as furthermore, in contrast, those type of things that tell the student what the word might mean, and so forth. And this is a bonus section that we put in this book that is also in our CQLA teacher's guide as well as all throughout our CQLA books. But this will help both with reading comprehension, as well as vocabulary development. So even if a student isn't taking the SAT or ACT, we use this extensively with our language arts students. And finally, in Unit 16, we have our editor duties practice for the SAT grammar section. This is finding errors, and our editor duties are found in our Character Quality Language Arts books, and they are three paragraph passages at a student's writing and reading level, which these are our most advanced ones in this book, where they are filled with errors. And in this particular book, on the left side of the page, the student has an editor duty assignment with three paragraphs, and then on the right, the answer key, so that she can cross-check right away what she may have found error-wise. A huge portion of all standardized English testing is, of course, finding errors. And the great thing about the editor duty is that it has the exact passage on the right as what was on the left, with the answers put in bold fonted and highlighted, so that you can see right at a glance, oh, the comma should have gone there in that sentence, as opposed to like a list of answers. A list of answers on an editing assignment really doesn't help the student at this age very much, and it doesn't help the teacher in lower grades very much, because you still have to go back into the passage and figure out where that fell in the passage. And then you have to see, okay, what kind of opener was that? Why did my student miss that comma? And so on and so forth. So our editor duties just can't be beat for that, those reasons. So there's a section of that as well. Okay, so that takes us through the table of contents for the SAT and other timed writings. It is important to note that while our Meaningful Composition series is a Christian series with topics that might be biblical in nature in some cases, might ask for a biblical opening or biblical closing, for example, maybe a paper about the benefits of the sun, and then it might ask for a closing a paragraph that tells about how the sun shines on the godly and the ungodly, or something like that. It should be noted that the SAT, SA, and other timed writings is a secular book. That means that it is just strictly topics and themes that you will find on the SAT, SA, the ACT, SA, and contest writing. We sell it in other contexts as well, besides just in homeschooling context. That, of course, doesn't affect a Christian using it in any way, shape, or form, but it does open up so that non-Christian audiences and public schools can use it as well. Okay, that takes us to the next screen that I would like for you to go to, and that is the projects contained in this book. At the top of the page, it should say Meaningful Composition Bonus Book, SAT, Essay, and Other Timed Writing. And it lists all of the projects and skills that are taught in this book. You can see that it has, on the left-hand side, powerful writing, expository writing, brainstorming, directed brainstorming, working thesis statement, transition words and phrases, paragraphs of the body, first, second, and third person writing, three P's of persuasion, choosing your reasons, that is choosing points, three P's mapping, divided brainstorming, proof page development, four steps for the SAT, essay writing, attacking the prompts, expertise in one area. I forgot to mention that. We do have a section that shows a student how he can develop an expertise or use his expertise in one area on almost any SAT essay prompt. And Joshua wrote this section. It's just outstanding, using George Washington and his extensive knowledge of George Washington and how he could apply it to 95% of, I believe it was 40 different SAT and essay ACT essay prompts. That we have that in there because if a student has an expertise in one particular area, He or she can write about that better than anything else. So let's teach him how to use that one area of expertise on any question he might come to for at least one paragraph. So that was just a fun thing, but extremely interesting to see how students can use what they already know to write. Anyway, all of those things that I just mentioned that are down the left side, and of course on the right, the five paragraph essay sentence opener instruction. Joshua has extensive instruction in the sentence structure lesson towards the beginning of the book in how to use sentence openers and how to use compound sentences and how to use compound complex sentences. That is, how to use subordinate clause openers, prepositional phrase openers, adverb openers, adverb clause openers, conjunctive adverb openers. And then in the compounds and compound complex, how to use semicolons, dashes, colons, parentheses, how to use these extensively in essay writing to really, really set yourself apart as an excellent writer and to really get the grader's attention. We've been told that usually a grader has, we've been told by a couple different graders, that one time it was 1.5 minutes. We've also been told 2 minutes is the allotted time that a grader has for an SAT essay or an ACT essay. And so this section teaches students how to get their attention right off the bat with outstanding sentence openers and sentence structures. Anyway, all of these, both on both sides, there's just a long list here of different skills. All of these are skills that we teach all throughout this book to make your student an extremely strong writer. These are all of these skills, except for specifically how to apply the SAT or ACT, how to write the SAT or ACT essay. All of these other skills are also found in previous meaningful composition books throughout them. So this is not the first time they've been introduced, but here we bring them all together. All right, finally, I would like for you to go to the SAT, essay, and other timed writings sample units. If you go to that page, you'll see at the top, it says Unit 5, the 131 Persuasive Essay, Part 1. And if you scroll down through the pages, this is kind of like giving away the farm here a little bit, but I wanted readers to be able to potential users of this book to be able to see how our techniques are our own techniques and how they are extremely, extremely strong. We have students, I look forward to the SAT and ACT test days in our area because I always stay by my phone because I always receive text messages from students just really saying, it's over and the essay was so easy thanks to you. These methods really, really do work. We've just had outstanding scores in the last 2 years since we started using this book from our students. Just taking all of their CQLA and their meaningful composition training to the final step before college writing of this SAT essay book. The same thing is true of our 10-1 essays only and our 10-2 for research reports, just bringing together every essay skill and every research skill that they have ever had in CQLA and meaningful comp prior to those books. But anyway, this Unit 5, I'm going to scroll down through here. This is just part one. There is a part two. This is the one that teaches the three P's of persuasion using a prompt. And so the prompt is consequences versus motives. And first of all, you see an overview box. That overview box is for the whole project. It shows you what the student will be doing. All of our meaningful composition books from fifth grade and up have this overview for each project. And it just helps the teacher to see at a glance, how many paragraphs will the student be writing? How many sentences per paragraph? Will there be an opening? Will there be a closing? Will I include quotes? Usually that's on here too. That's not a a requirement for this particular one, since we're teaching the three P's at this time. Will I be required to use quotes? How many quotes? How many sources? And additional skills. So this is just for the whole project. We like to have everything real succinct for the teacher to see and the student to see what the requirements will be for that whole unit, that whole project. All right, our lessons are all broken down just like this one. Lesson A with the lesson topic at the top. At this point, the student has already learned the three P's of persuasion in the previous unit, the simplified one, like the three best games or the three best sports, three best favorite books. We've taught them the three P's of persuasion in a simplified topic. We always do that in all of our books. You teach the new method or the difficult method with a simplified topic. And, you know, when at first glance, people are like, why am I writing about three favorite ball games in an SAT essay book? Or why am I writing about, you know, my three favorite colors? And I think it's 9-1 or 10-1 in a high school, you know, writing book. And it is because we teach difficult methods at first with a simplified topic. And so that way they don't have an advanced topic and an advanced method at the same time. So what that means is that the student has already learned the three P's of persuasion. And so on lesson A, he's going to choose his position. That's the first P. And we teach him how to do that. You have to choose one or the other. We teach that in this lesson. If the student, in the optional A2, if the student doesn't know which side to take, we give them an optional divided brainstorming box to help see what he already knows. Because we always encourage students to look for what they already know before they choose their side. Because if they already know a lot in one side, take that side for sure. All right, so then we teach the position and brainstorming. I'm on page... sorry about that. I'm not sure how to see the page numbers on here. Okay, it's page 146 of the actual document. But it's for brainstorming box for the position. What all do you know about this position? What all can you say? And then we'll have samples all the way through on the next page, sample brainstorming box. Always showing the student, and this is something that's in all of our meaningful composition books that truly makes our composition program stand out from others, is that we have samples all throughout. This is what you want your final product to look like. This is what you're trying to head to in this project. And in this book, we have samples of everything, every step of the way, because they are difficult steps. Sample brainstorming box. And then we have lesson B, directed brainstorming. And you'll see there underneath lesson B for B1 and B2, we have read through the sample outline, the sample map, the sample boxes, and the sample essays for both sides. We have samples for every step of the way, both sides of the topic. And we do this all throughout. The samples will be a huge help to your student. So in lesson B, use directed brainstorming to develop your paragraph topics, which are your points or your reasons. And again, this is difficult material, so we've already taught it with the simple topic in the previous lesson. All right, so that's lesson B. Further down, you can see the sample mapping exercise. Like I said, we have samples for everything. So this has the position at the top, the points, and each proof that will go with each point. This method works. It gives a student a visual of, here's my position, here are points I could use, and here are proofs that could go with it. If you look carefully at the mapping exercise, you will see that we have point, because, proof, as shown through. We teach them that wording all the way through. Keywords are also amazing methods to use with teaching children. Any age children. We use keywords with our little kids, that somebody wanted something, except somebody wanted to stop him. So he did this, and then this happened. Five paragraph box. Those are for second graders that we use keywords. And we use keywords all the way up in all of our books. So these keywords, the student has to, even in class, we make the student, when they're discussing their papers, we make them say, my position is this, because that's my point, and as shown through, that's my proof. So we have the because and as shown through all throughout the book once the three P's are taught. And then there is the mapping exercise for them to fill in. And continuing on down, we teach them how to, in the sample box for B6, right above B7, the B7 assignment. We have a sample box for B6, sample points and proofs for consequences position. We teach them, choose three, one paragraph, two paragraph, three paragraph, and you can read through this, but it's super, super directed. All of our materials are directed writing materials. That means that we take the student by the hand, we take them in our directed writing approach as opposed to writing prompts or writing ideas. And then they narrow down in this map their three. There are three points. There are three reasons. There are three proofs. That is, there are three pieces of evidence. And then they're ready to actually write a paper. So here's a sample outline. And here's a sample paper for them. And here's the box, that the map that they'll fill in with their 3Ps. So they'll be all ready to outline. And then they'll come up with their thesis statements. Lots of instruction all throughout every book on thesis statement writing. That is committing to what you're going to write about. Then the outline for this essay. And if you're on the outlining line section, you'll see that we leave nothing to chance. Topic of essay, that is your position. Topic of paragraph of body A, point one, because. Their link or transition, that is proof one, as shown through. And then they're ready to write their support sentences or outline their support sentences. And that is the end of this particular lesson. The next lesson continues on with the actual writing of the essay. The other elements, openings and closings, opening sentences versus opening paragraphs and closing sentences versus closing paragraphs, and other lessons that they'll need for this particular essay. This is just one lesson out of the entire book of the SAT essay and other timed writings that I walked you through the table of contents of a little bit ago. This is one of the lessons. You can print it off and you can try it out for yourself. It's always fun for parents, actually. If you were like me, when I took the SAT, we didn't have training of any kind to prepare for it. So it's been interesting to me to think, wow, if I'd had all this information, maybe I could have done a lot better on the verbal portions of the SAT. And the ACT exams when I was in school. So this is a summary of our book, Meaningful Composition Bonus Book, the SAT Essay and Other Timed Writings. We will be adding summaries of the other books as we put up the samples, and we would love for you to try out some of our Meaningful Composition books at any level. Going back to that very first table of contents page, if you scroll on down below the SAT essay and other timed writing table of contents, you'll see some other information that might help you. That is how to use, that's about this meaningful composition book there. That's, sorry about that. Let me keep scrolling. Choosing the right meaningful composition books for your students. If you're not ready for the SAT or ACT essay book, or you have younger students, this will help you in choosing the right book. We can also walk you through on the phone where your student might fall. On the second page of this, how to choose, it has remediation for middle school, remediation for high school, creative writing, essay writing, and research report writing. We always recommend that a student start with any first semester book at or near their level. Our first semester books have everything in them. That is, they'll have some creative, some stories, some essays, some reports at each level. All of our first semester books, that would be 5-1, 6-1, 7-1. Our elementary books are a little bit different, but from 5-1 through 9-1, they have a little bit of everything in their first in the first semester book. Once a student does a first semester book, if he has a love for essay writing, can delve out on into the essay writing books, or could be, or if he's more interested in creative, we have a few creative writing books. Research books, we have a little bit of a few of those as well. Our second semester books are type specific. So if you're looking on this page of how to choose for your student, the ones that have a Roman numeral one, those are our first semester books. They have a little bit of everything in them. And they're good for like co-ops or small groups where you want to write all types, or good, also good first books for students. And then the second semester books are type specific. So 3-2, 5-2, 7-2, 9-2, 11-2 are all creative. 6-2 and 10-1 are essays only. And 8-2 and 10-2 are research, and 12-2 are research writing only. And you can see this on this chart here. I know I'm giving you a lot of information right now. But just basically wanting you to see that you can get help in where you begin if you want to go back to an earlier book for your student and learn some other essay skills before you do this book, for example. That would be one idea. Or if you have younger students and you want to choose a meaningful composition book for them, these boxes will help you with that. So feel free to contact us at Character Inc. Blog or characterinclady@gmail.com. Our phone numbers are available at our blog also, and lots of other meaningful composition and character quality language arts samples are available there. Thank you very much. You've been listening to Donna Riesch talk about Meaningful Composition Bonus Book, the SAT Essay, and Other Timed Writing.